அருணாச்சல பக்த பகவதா, August 26, 1989. On August 26, 1989, James Hartel, with his new video camera, videotaped Arunachal Bhakta Bhagavat in the temple of the Novaskatya Ashrama. This year, at our Advent at Arunachala programs in Novaskatya and Newark, we showed a 12-minute segment from this video. Everyone enjoyed watching the vigorous 77-year-old Bhagavat tell the stories and relate the teachings we had heard many times in bygone days. Soyi Janayi Jehi Dehu Janayi Janata Tumhayi Tumhayi Hoi Jayi. Here Goswami Tulsidas says, O Lord, only He knows you whom you grant the grace, whom you make to know you, and the devotee who knows you becomes one with you. Chutayi Malaki Malahi Ke Doyen Grithaki Pava Koyi Bhari Biloyen. Can dirt be got rid of by cleansing with dirt? Can one produce ghee by churning water? Prema Bhagati Jala Bhinu Ragurayi Abhyantara Mala Kabhun Najayi. Prema, what is prema? Prema is affection. Prema is love. Prema is dedication. Prema is devotion. Prema is simpleness. The darkness of the heart, the dirt of the heart cannot be removed. O Bhagavan, without devotion, without dedication, without guilelessness, without openness, without these, the ignorance and arrogance of the heart cannot be removed. These are simple things. No discussions or debates are needed. Bhagavan has taught to simply go to the source. Who am I? From whatever group the person belongs to, there is no question of interfering with others' faith or thought. A teacher simply shows the path, guides one to the correct route. So, Sri Bhagavan says, go to the heart. When we breathe, the breath comes from the heart. Just by saying, I, one can experience the breath and sound coming from the heart. Sri Bhagavan showed me this in a vision. He put his hands on my head and heart and told me in Hindi, Dekho, hriday ke andar se, kahan se aawaz aati hai, jahan se aawaz aati hai, use par dhyan karo. Since I speak Hindi, he spoke to me in Hindi. Watch where from the sound emanates in the heart. Meditate on the center where from the sound emanates. So, that's the simple teaching for whoever wants to learn, whoever wants peace and happiness. This is the purpose of this Arunachal Ashrama, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi Center, and not to interfere. It is like the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, the river flowing. If an individual wants to be warmed by the sun, feel the breeze, or be cooled in these waters, he or she will have to be ready. Jesus said, don't throw pearls before the swine. So, only those who are eager, honest, sincere, and fit, give it to them. A patient goes to a doctor, is diagnosed, and then prescribed a medicine. The patient must take the medicine with faith and report to the doctor. I always call this place the Annapolis Valley of Peace and Happiness. The North Mountain behind the ashrama is situated like the Arunachala Mountain in South India, where Sri Bhagavan's ashram is located, at the southern foot of the mountain, where this temple now stands. Years ago, it was a school. This building was picked up and moved a mile from here. Some wealthy person wanted to use it for a utility building at a ski resort. He couldn't do it. Somehow or the other, Bhagawan helped us and we carried this building back here to its original location. When the temple was being designed, I used to request from New York to include plenty of windows so the first floor doesn't look like a basement. So this was a new design in those days. Even downstairs, there is so much light, and there is also much light streaming through the windows in the temple hall. Sri Bhagavan appeared before Arunachaleshwara on the morning of Tuesday, September 1, 1896, and Sri Bhagavan has been inspiring us to celebrate this occasion since 1972 here in the Nova Scotia Ashrama. Since September 1st usually occurs near Labor Day Monday, we normally observe it on the Sunday before Labor Day. On the Friday before this Sunday, Dr. Lakshmi Narayanan will arrive and start the prayers, petitions and supplications, which will continue till Sunday morning. Sunday will be the public celebration, after which enough food or prasad will be served to all the friends and devotees gathered that day. As it was the custom in Sri Bhagavan's ashrama that whosoever arrived was sent to the kitchen to eat, whatever time of day, Arunachala Ashrama continues this practice in the West. Whether the person takes the food or not, it doesn't matter. Food and friendship are offered all the time. The ancient Vedic scriptures say, food is God, God in food. Here, we always emphasize practice. We call this ashrama the AAA Ashrama, Arunachala Abhyasa Ashrama. Whether the visitor is from the West or East, we always tell them practice, Abhyasa, is necessary. If you want to become a doctor, you first have to learn your ABCs. No one can become a doctor by just looking at a medical college. We use the term grind. Everyone must go through the grind. The ego must somehow be crushed. Nothing can grow unless we plow the field. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. Thus, remembering me all the time, fight on, fight on. Work we have to do. Creation has come in, and different people have different jobs and different missions. Keep on doing, remembering me, says Sri Krishna to Arjuna. I always say, do you have 5 minutes, sir? Do you have 5 minutes, Deviji? Do you have 5 minutes, madam? Early in the morning, sit down for 5 minutes. Don't do anything. On the floor or in a chair, just sit in peace and quiet. The most important thing is the practice. Whatever we do here in the temple, sit, recite, read, the practice is the most important thing. We always say, Soi Janai Jehi Dehu Janai. He or she only knows you on whom you grant your grace. Why do I not feel it? You may ask. I say, do you have eyes? Can you see the sun? Can you breathe? Grace is there, whether you believe it or not. You believe in the wind. You believe in the river, the trees. You believe in the grass. All these, pay a little attention. Remembering me all the time, fight on. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, in his silent, simple and direct way, said, Go to the source. Who am I? Cutting through all ancient dogmas, philosophies and intricacies, Sri Bhagavan came and said very simply, go to the source. Go on repeating, I. The breath, the sound comes from the heart. Watch the breath. Practice is necessary. Faith is necessary. It is said, Shraddhavan Labhate Jnanam. Those who have faith, have humility and yearning. They receive knowledge. They receive help. And Sansyatma Bhina Swasti. Those who forever have doubts and questions will be destroyed. Let me close with this. With Sri Bhagavan's infinite grace and mercy, He brings some selected people and gives them the job, the mission, the work. It is for them to keep on doing. When God came to Moses, He told him, I am that I am. In the Bible, it is written that Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. What did Jesus say? Go to the heart. Peace is there. Again, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. So, it is only a question of different lands, different religions, different languages, but the source is the same. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.